Hello, my name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torati Becha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Kaftet, Chapter 29. To recap, in Chapter 28, Iyov speaks about wisdom, Chochmah. It is one of the most famous chapters in the book of Iyov. Iyov turned to his friends who were acting as all-knowing and ridicules them for thinking that because humans uncover many hidden treasures in this world, that they have true knowledge of the universe and its secrets. We see a similar trend today. We have advanced so far in our technological, medical, and scientific knowledge that we think we are supermen, all-knowing and all-powerful. Iyov countered that only God has real knowledge and power and is in real control of the world. God's knowledge is more valuable than any precious metal or expensive gemstones. Humans might be able to redirect the water, that God reigns on the earth, but God is omniscient, all-knowing and omnipotent, all-powerful, and does all in the world. All the truths that are hidden from humanity are revealed before God, because God is the source of everything. Only He understands life and death, wind and rain, good and bad, in short, the universe. Iyov states in the end, Hen la'adam yirat Adonai hi chokhmah, v'sur meira bina. And Hashem said to man, See, fear of the Lord is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. Rashi explains that Yirat Hashem, fear of heaven, and wisdom are inseparable. One requires the other, and wisdom is unseemly and vacuous without fear of heaven. You need Yirat Hashem. You need fear of heaven as a prerequisite to knowledge. You cannot have knowledge without fear of God. And Mitzudat David refined this idea even further. Fear of God is the introduction to wisdom, and shunning evil is the introduction to understanding. Wisdom, which is superior to everything in the world, precious metals and stones, can only be achieved via fear of heaven. So fear of heaven is a prerequisite to all knowledge. And we saw this is a central tenet of Judaism, a Torah life, a life of Torah values. Knowledge is impossible without the foundation of Yirat Hashem, fear of heaven. Shlomo in Kohelet asks, what is man's role? Fear of heaven, love of God, I'm including that, and fulfilling God's commandments. The friends have no response to Iyov, so we continue with Iyov's Mishalim, Iyov's parable. In our chapter, Iyov is reminiscing about the good old days when life was grand and God was watching over him and he was prosperous. He felt God with him in all his steps. It is an idyllic picture of a life well lived. Until this chapter, we did not have a detailed picture of Iyov's life before the tragedy. We just had a small description of Iyov, his family, his wealth, the parties that the sons hosted. Now Iyov is describing in detail that life of respect and honor. Is this an accurate description, or is it colored with nostalgia and rose-colored lenses? It puts into sharp contrast the tortured life he is living now. When I was a child, my mother would describe the beautiful life that they lived in her shtetl of Eshishok before the Nazis arrived. A wonderful life, full of family togetherness, holidays, loving grandparents, prosperity. My mother, Professor Yaffa Eliach, made it her life's work to interview the survivors and share their experiences. Different socioeconomic strata did describe the shtetl from their perspectives, but my mother's family circle and social circle that survived had very similar reminiscences, a life of community leadership and chesed, a life filled with family events and prosperity, a life of honor and success. This is very clear in her book. There once was a world, a 900-year history of the shtetl of Eishishok. Let's hear Eov's life story in his own words. Close your eyes, maybe, and listen how he describes his life before the catastrophe. Vayosef Eov se'et mishalo vayomar. And Eov again took up his theme and said, Mi itneni ki arche kedem, ki me eloka yishmereni. Oh, that I was in the months gone by, in the days when God watched over me. Behilo nero ale roshi, leoro elechoshech. When his lamp shone over my head, when I walked in the dark by his light. Kaasher hayiti bimei chorpi, besod eloka ale ohali. When I was in my prime, when God's company graced my tent, be'od Shaddai madi, svivotai ne'arai, when Shaddai was still with me, my lads surrounded me. Birchot salichai bechema, v'tzur yatzuk imadi palgei shamen, when my feet were bathed in cream and the rocks poured out streams of oil for me. When I passed through the city gates to take my seat in the square, young men would hide from me, and elders rose and stood. Nobles had held back their words. They clapped their hands to their mouths. Kol negidim nechpau uleshonam lechikam dveka. The voices of princes were hushed when they saw me, and their tongues stuck to their cheeks. Ki ozen shama vateashreni, ve'ayin ra'ata vateideni. Anyone that heard me acclaimed me. They saw me. They commended me. I only lived a great life, and I helped the poor and the orphan, and I gladdened the heart of the widow. I lived in justice. I helped the blind. I helped the lame. I was a father to the needy. I always helped the stranger. And in the end, I thought I would end my days with my family, and my roots would reach the water, and my vigor would be refreshed, and my life would be wonderful. In those days, men would listen to me expectantly and wait for my counsel. And after I spoke, they had nothing to say. They waited for me as if for rain. And when I smiled at them, they would not believe their good fortune. I decided their lives, and I lived like a king among his troops, like one who consoles mourners. Evchar darkam ve'eshev rosh ve'eshkon kemelech bagdud kasher avilim yinachem. To sum up, in our chapter, Eov is reminiscing about the good old days when life was grand and God was watching over him and he was prosperous. And we saw from all of his descriptions what a powerful position he had in the community. It was an idyllic picture of a life well lived. So it's not that, oh, tragedy happened and, oh, Eov wasn't living such a good life before and so his life, you know, is taking a turn for the worse. No. Before this, his life was idyllic. And now, Eov's life is a tragedy. And he says, I helped the widow, the orphan, the blind, the lame, the needy. I was the most important person in the community. And now, look at me. I have been brought so low. I was like a king. I was the one who consoled everybody else. And now, I need the consolation of others. How the great have fallen. Eov is remembering the great life that he lived. how wonderful everything was. Is it accurate? Is it nostalgia? Even if he's exaggerating, even if he's embellishing, he was, even in the beginning of the book, described as a great man. And now, he is sitting in ashes with torn clothes, and he lost everything. In our next chapter, Eeyore will contrast his past with his surreal and harrowing present. Thank you for studying L'Ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.